I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, January 16th. The stars on the rim of the galaxy are going for a ride. They're bobbing up and down like the horses on a merry-go-round. They're also rippling outward, away from the center of the Milky Way. The Milky Way consists of a thin disk of stars and gas that spans 100,000 light-years or more. For decades, we've known that the rim of the disk is warped like the brim of a wide hat. It's bent upward on one edge and downward on the opposite edge. A recent study found that stars on those edges are moving along a big wave. Astronomers looked at the locations and motions of more than 20,000 bright young stars logged by the Gaia Space Telescope. The stars are as much as 45,000 light-years from the galactic center. Gaia found that the stars are bobbing up and down as much as 1,000 light-years above or below the plane of the galaxy, and they appear to be sliding outward at thousands of miles per hour. The wave might have been created by a close approach of a smaller galaxy hundreds of millions of years ago. Its gravity disturbed the tranquility of the Milky Way's outer precincts, sending the stars there for a ride. Under dark skies, the Milky Way is in good view tonight. In early evening, it extends along the body of Cygnus, the Swan, in the west-northwest, through M-shaped Cassiopeia higher in the sky, then down between Orion and the twins of Gemini in the east-southeast. McDonald Observatory offers teacher workshops, guides, and other resources for educators. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.